Program Set speaking.
Hi, Ed. This is Ed?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Kathy calling from RJang and Associates.
Kathy? Yeah, go ahead.
I've got some not very good news to tell you. One of the properties that you did some cleaning for me on Balsam Street, they had an incident last night, and they had to call Fortis in.
Mm-hmm.
And the unit number 500 said they heard a loud sound from their fireplace and noticed that the flame had grown very large. So they turned off the fireplace and the wall switch, and they called Fortis. And Fortis came over last night and found that the glass of the fireplace had shattered, and the pilot light was out, but the gas to the fireplace, and I'm just reading this, the fireplace was still running. Fortunately, the gas was exiting through the direct wall vent.
So the gas valve went.
Yeah, he said that he further indicated that with Unit 5 and two or three other units in the building had a thermal generator installed, and that it was, the Fortis said it was not the appropriate thermos generator for those fireplaces because of the age. And
that's not true. I don't know where Fortis is getting that from. And
yeah.
First of all, Fortis doesn't even install thermo generators.
Yeah. So what the story is now, there's concern that there is they would like you to go in there, and because there's a concern with the other gas fireplaces, and they would like to get these fireplaces turned off and have a look at this, because they're very concerned about it.
Okay, but concerned about what, though? First of all, the thermo generators that we get for those fireplaces are manufactured spec thermo generators.
Right.
And if they weren't the right ones, they wouldn't work. Do you know what a thermo generator is?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me briefly explain, because ignorance often breeds bad
negative
thoughts. So what a thermo generator does is it's a little probe that sits into the pilot light itself, like the pilot light burns against it.
Uh-huh.
And the act of burning against it, the heat from the pilot light generates inside that little probe there a current. It makes electricity. And
yeah,
that electricity in the form of milliamps is what energizes the fireplace, what energizes the gas valve,
mm-hmm,
what makes the gas valve turn from on to off and stay on pilot. And that's actually what runs the entire fireplace. And when you take your thermostat and you switch from, you turn it on, those wires are all carrying current that's energized by that thermocouple or thermogenerator or thermopile. So when the units are checked, we check the output of the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if the output is below a certain level,
mm-hmm,
we recommend replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only things that change whether or not a thermocouple is actually on, it's like it's going to be installed, is what type of gas valve is actually in the fireplace.
I see.
Now, there are a couple of different types of gas valves that take both thermocouples and thermogenerators, but your units are too old for that. So your unit just takes a thermocouple, which is a standard device they're installed like donuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have a lifetime wear expectancy of anywhere from 5 to 10 years,
mm-hmm,
and it's not if they're going to get it replaced, it's when.
Mm-hmm.
So because they wear out, because the probe burns, it burns,
mm-hmm,
down. So that's what a thermocouple does.
Right.
So there is no such thing as the wrong thermocouple for that fireplace, because there would be two things on that. First of all, it wouldn't screw in to the gas valve.
Yeah.
And second of all, the thing wouldn't operate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just wouldn't operate.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no wrong one. Now, what this guy at BC Gas is saying, I think you've probably heard this third or fourth hand, like he's probably said it to the customer. The customer has translated it through to somebody else or then maybe to you. So because I know from firsthand experience there is no wrong thermocouple that can be put into a gas fireplace. It either takes it or it doesn't. Okay. And, you know, we do these, we have 16,000 clients and a good, you know, 30, 40% of them is fireplaces and we're replacing their thermocouples as well. So
can I just tell you that the rest of what they said? I hear you. I hear you. And
yeah.
I agree, you know, and there's two sides to every story and some people just don't get it. He said that Fortis advised that a thermal generator was not appropriate for these old fireplaces. They're used for modern high-end fireplaces, which have many features. Instead of the $250 thermal generator, a thermal couple or a therm pile should have been installed. Last and most important, the thermal generator should have shut off the gas to the fireplace when the glass failed, and it did not.
No, that's actually not the case. A thermocouple or a thermogen or a thermopile are not connected to the glass.
Mm.
It's connected to the pilot light. What happens is the gas is turned off only and only when the thermogenerator fails or the pilot light is blown out, because there's two functions. Whether or not you're installing a thermogenerator, thermopile, or thermocouple, there's two functions of the unit. One is to provide electricity to the valve, and the other is what's safety shutoff. Because what happens is, if your pilot light blew out on a windy night, and gas continued to spew into the room, well, if there's no flame running, that thermocouple, thermogen, thermopile would stop getting heat, would stop producing current, and will automatically turn the gas valve off.
I see.
Now, there's no correlation. There is no correlation between that happenstance and the glass on your door. I mean, how is that germane? How is that correlation? There's no correlation.
I know.
So, and also a common complaint from customers, my fireplace isn't working, is when the thermocouple, thermogenerator, thermopile stops working itself, stops sending the current, and the gas valve thinks, oh, pilot light's gone out, and shuts down. So those are the two functions of these units, and for Fortis to say that the glass, when shattered, should have automatically turned off the gas is erroneous, because there's no mechanism built into the fireplace to turn gas off, and the thermo appliances there that we're talking about, not their function to turn off the gas. Glass shatters, not their function at all.
You know, and to me, sometimes it's like these guys, their business is gas, not replacing fireplaces.
Well, their business is just gas, and they don't deal with gas, and they don't deal with service, and some of these guys don't have a clue. Some of them do, some of them don't. And I'll tell you what, the best way, because we would charge you to come down, if you want the best way to do this, call Gas Safety.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing, by suggesting this, I'm saving you guys some money. I'll come down if you want us to, but I already know the outcome. But I can tell you that glass shattered, glass just doesn't shatter on its own. And I would say that maybe the client bumped it and is not admitting it, or there was a buildup of gas in the fireplace and it ignited and it blew the glass out. Because in my 33 years of doing this and having glass shatter, I've never known it to shatter without some physical interaction. They don't go boom on their own, or else you'd have that happening all the time.
Well, exactly right.
I mean, how long have you been doing, you know, doing your job?
This is 17 years.
How often have you heard this happen?
This is the first time.
Yeah, they don't go boom on their own.
No.
So either the client has accidentally, because when the hot, the glass on your fireplace is made out of a ceramic glass. It's very tough. It's very abrasive resistant. It's about $600 to replace it. But it's very fragile. If you smack it, it'll just shatter.
Yeah.
Especially when it's hot.
Yeah.
So there was either a buildup of gas and there was genuinely an explosion there,
uh-huh.
Or they've bumped it and they're not admitting it. But the thing about it is, for this, we've got thermocouples installed in the other fireplaces and you're not hearing about these issues.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I'm just reporting what I'm being told.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So can you
just hold on a half a second, because I don't know if my broker wants to speak to you. And I would kind of think that I would like him to speak to you.
Yeah.
So if you could hold for a second, Ed, I would appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Hello.
Ed, this is Raymond Jang.
Hi, Raymond.
And I'm here with Kathy, and she just mentioned to me very briefly that she got you on the line.
Yeah.
And that I should sit in on the conversation.
Sure. I think we've already had it, but if you want to redo the conversation, I'm okay with that.
If you don't mind, I mean, I'm going to guess that Kathy has indicated to you the comments made by Forest Gas last night.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me address them one by one. First of all, the thermocouples, there's no wrong thermocouple to install into these fireplaces. If the wrong thermocouples were installed, you'd have all the other fireplaces that we've installed thermocouples in, including the ones that are not in your building but are in similarly aged fireplaces doing the same thing. So it's not, there's thermocouples, thermopiles, and thermogenerators. They mostly perform the same function. When you install there's a couple of things that would indicate that this guy at Fortis BC is incorrect, and that is if the thermocouples we installed were incorrect, we wouldn't be able to install them and the fireplace wouldn't work. How a thermocouple works, do you know how it works?
No.
Okay, well, a thermocouple is essentially a probe. It's inserted into the pilot light itself, so the pilot flame actually burns onto the thermocouple. And what the thermocouple does, it provides two functions. It creates a milliamperage to the gas valve and, in essence, energizes the gas valve so your fireplace works. So it provides current to the fireplace. So if your power ever went out, like your mains, your fireplace would still function because the thermogenerator is providing that current. And it's getting that current from the pilot light itself. Now, if the pilot light goes out, the thermocouple or thermogen or thermopile operates as a safety mechanism because you can't have gas spewing into the cavity of the fireplace because that's a defective gas valve, so it shuts everything off. Now, I know that Fortis BC has said that the wrong part has been installed into that fireplace, which I think is erroneous, because whether or not you've got a thermocouple or a thermogen or a thermopile, when those stop generating current, they stop energizing the gas valve, and the gas valve is supposed to turn the gas off. It's not a question. It's not a little bit of gas. It's not anything else other than off. Because that's what stops. If the wind comes down your pipe and blows your pilot light out, that's what stops the gas from continuing to flow into your room, because that electricity has now ceased because the pilot light's gone out. So these thermo appliances turn off the fireplace. So whether or not you've got any one of those in, including the thermocouples installed, the gas shouldn't be flowing. So that would be indicative of a gas valve problem, not a thermocouple problem. Secondly, he's also indicated on his report that when the window shattered that should have turned the fireplace off right there. That's also erroneous because a thermocouple or a thermogen or a thermopile, no matter what's been installed into that fireplace, has no mechanism. It's not designed to turn off the pilot flame or the gas if the glass breaks. It's not designed for that. That there's no physical mechanism ever to actually turn the gas off if the glass on your fireplace breaks. They're not designed to do that. They're only designed to energize the fireplace, make it run. It also provides current to your wall thermostat, and they're designed to turn off the gas because the current goes away when your pilot light goes out. So if you could break your glass, still have your pilot light active, the generator doing its job, and still operate your fireplace. So for Fortis to say that it should have turned it off is quite incorrect.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt that. Just to be clear then, the glass is 100% unrelated to the flame?
Absolutely, 100% unrelated.
Basically connecting the two is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, there's no connection.
Right, okay. Based on what you just described, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, unless you can see a wire coming out of that thermogenerator somewhere that's got a little probe that attaches to the glass,
right,
which is a nice idea, but it's not. I mean, we're talking fantasy here.
Right, got it, okay.
So, and here's the other thing. You know, I've been doing this 33 years. The glass in those fireplaces is ceramic. I have never known ceramic glass to just go kaboom all on its own. It is possible that there was a buildup of gas inside there. Even with the pilot running, I'm skeptical on that, but I'm going to say, okay, it's possible that there was a buildup of gas, and when the flames came on, it went kaboom and blew out the window. But I think what is more likely is that the customers, while the glass is hot, it's very fragile, but it's also quite tough. I mean, it stands up to a lot of rigor. Ceramic glass is the only thing you can really put in there. When it's hot, I've seen it before, it goes kaboom if you touch it. You give it a good enough whack, it's gonna shatter on you into pieces. So I think what is more likely here is that the customer has done something and is not admitting it. I mean, I service literally thousands of fireplaces. I'm just on the phone, bud. You can get them all running, okay? Okay, I'll deal with it in a minute. I think it's more likely, doing this for 33 years, and also, you know, you got to look at the other thermogenerators we put in there. There's no issues with those fireplaces. I think it's more likely that the customers have inadvertently, for some reason, smacked that glass, and it shattered on them. That's what I would say.
So, Ed, if you can just bear with me for a second here, I just want to repeat it back to you, make sure that we understand it. So the thermocouple, thermogenerator, thermopile, any one of those three, the sole purpose of that is to energize the gas valve so that the gas comes on?
Correct. It's to provide current to the fireplace.
Okay.
Those are their sole purposes. Now, some more modern fireplaces have a thermocouple and a thermogenerator, and the generator provides the current, and the thermocouple provides the safety mechanism, and there's two probes inserted into the pilot light assembly, like into where the flames come out.
Okay. So what you're reading between the lines and what I think you're saying is that there's likely a problem with the gas valve.
Correct.
That's why you never turned off.
That's right, and it should turn off. All gas valves should turn off, and if we find a gas valve in a fireplace that's not turning off when we kill the flame and it's still spewing gas, it's considered a shutdown. If you call up Gas Safety in New Westminster and have a word with any one of the inspectors, they will tell you, and this will back up what I'm saying, they will tell you that, A, the glass has nothing to do with it, and B, if you shut down any gas fireplace, that's got any one of those three generators on it, either or, including thermocouples that we have installed, and the valve still keeps pushing through gas, then it is the valve's issue.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with the pilot, the thermogenerator, because the thermogenerator only provides current. And by not providing current, the valve is to shut down.
Okay.
And the valve doesn't shut down, and it's an issue with the valve. It's a solenoid inside of the valve that's energized by the milliamperage from the thermocouple, thermogen, or thermopile.
Okay, Ed. I appreciate you taking the time to explain that to us.
Yeah, not a problem.
Last name is Lowe, Ed?
Yep, correct.
L-O-W-E?
Correct. If you need any further information, you can call me, but I strongly suggest that so it doesn't cost the customer any money, they can get gas safety out.
Mm-hmm.
Gas safety is free.
Okay.
Because gas safety is not FortisBC. FortisBC deals with gas and gas only. They don't touch as a matter of policy gas appliances, and these guys there's going to be guys that know their business and there's going to be guys that think they know their business. But FortisBC by nature don't touch appliances. Who you really want to go to, if you really want the definitive answer, is you want to go to Gas Safety, and you can call up New Westminster. And any one of the inspectors there will come down for free.
Okay.
They'll take a look at the fireplace and give you the definitive answer.
Okay. All right, we will do that, and we'll get back to you either way just to let you know how this plays out. How's that?
Yeah, I've given you my solutions, but what exactly is going on here? The customer's all PO'd?
To put it bluntly, Ed, and, we know nothing about this, first of all. We weren't even involved with this, so we were a little put off in that they came to us after the fact. They feel that based on the comments from FortisBC that they were upsold.
How do you mean upsold?
Well,
you mean they were given something that they didn't need?
Yes, and then part two was that whatever it is that they were sold, meaning the thermogenerator, failed to do its job. So that was the FortisBC person's explanation.
Well, I'll tell you, if I call FortisBC and I repeat that,
yep.
Whoever FortisBC will not be happy, and that person will be given a reprimand because they're not supposed to have an opinions on that. FortisBC is supposed to provide the customers with safety with gas and then leave their opinions to themselves, mm-hmm. and have the customers referred to a company that's in the business of dealing with these type of issues, which we are and have been doing it for 33 years. I can tell you right now that some of the statements, if they're true, like the surrounding the function of a thermocouple to determine the glass is broken, is completely erroneous and utterly false. And also is the fact that we put the wrong one. And also on top of that, I got a note that when we install stuff for customers, we make sure that they're fully aware of our findings. We don't use high-pressure tactics, and the proof of that is if you look at our invoicing, you'll see that we grant the customers 30 days free service call-out from the date of service,
mm-hmm.
and part of the reason we do that is because then if we recommend a repair, then they have 30 days to give us a call.
Okay.
So, there's no hurry up, quick, it's going to cost you more later. They, I don't care if they've had a bad dream about their fireplace and 30 days will come out. So, the bottom line is they do have time. And, I think it's more likely that they inadvertently busted the glass by direct contact of some nature, either maybe I have no clue to know how, but the glass just, you've been doing this a long time, and you've got many other fireplaces in that building, and I haven't heard of any of them miraculously, surreptitiously breaking because of our thermo generators put in.
Yeah, no, understood. I've never come across this myself.
Okay. Well, neither. I've come across this before with glass breaking, and I can tell you without question, every single time it's broken,
yeah,
it's either been because our gas fitter caused it by direct contact,
yeah,
and the glass may have still been hot, or by the customer directly causing it. Without question, 100%.
Okay.
They never break on their own.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Again, Ed, I thank you for taking the time to explain this to us. I totally appreciate where you're coming from. Hopefully you can understand where we're coming from.
Yeah, sure. Keep me on the loop.
We're just on the sidelines here trying to help out our client. But if somebody has misrepresented the facts, then I think I'll keep you in the loop and let you do whatever you need to do after the fact, but we'll get this squared away first, all right?
Okay, not a problem.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, not a problem.
Bye.